Jeopardy. It will be a Jeopardy question one of these days, I'm sure.
Jason, can we tell your story right now?
Absolutely.
So, Jason, when I had met you, my timing's right, your father had just passed away.
Had just passed away on April 10th, 93.
April 10th of 93. Yes. So, can you tell me a little bit about your dad? What was his name? And tell me his story.
Jerry Partridge was my dad. He was my hero and my best friend. He was a strong guy just a rock, you know, and not anything you would ever expect. And of course, cancer was something that happened to other people, and you prayed for the people and you were there for the people and the families, but not something that ever happens to your family, and it did. It was early 92 when Dad was diagnosed. It was melanoma, which is a skin cancer, but they didn't find it until it had metastasized and was a tumor in his sinus cavity first. And then over the next year, you know, we watched him battle that, and we battled it with him. I just think nowadays, with the early detection and the advancements that have been made in cancer treatment, thanks to the American Cancer Society, you know, I just wonder how things would be different, you know, if that had happened now versus 1992-93.
Well, you have to, because Relay started in Mercer County in 2002 when you guys were going through this. Relay was not yet around, so right. We're so lucky and blessed to have it created, right. and here to help. Jason, obviously you'd want people to give in memory of your father, but
absolutely.
The comfort that's given. 309-582-5666. Jason, your gift is musical, and you'd like to share that with us today. And man, you've got a great voice, buddy.
Sing. And right back at you, Terry. Well, people love listening to you
singing,
every morning.
Not for singing. So did you pick out a first song here you wanted to play?
I did.
All right.
I did. We're talking about my dad, and this is a song from my Let Me Tell You a Story album that I wrote about him.
All right. Jason Partridge on WRMJ.
Daddy had a black leather Bible and a black label bottle of sour mash. He took me downtown to see the Hag and Johnny Cash. Never backed down from any fight, he never started one. Son, always be honest, a man's work is never done. Daddy plowed those 80 acres every spring. He'd say last year was rough, we'll see what the next harvest brings. And he sowed those fields with calloused hands, sweat and tears and love. And if there ever was a hero, was. Daddy was our baseball coach the year we went to state. He showed me who was boss the night I tried to sneak in late. He had a permanent ring in his old blue jeans from a green tin can of snuff. Be honest and don't sweat the petty stuff. And Daddy plowed those 80 acres every spring. He'd say last year was rough, we'll see what the next harvest brings. And he sowed those fields with calloused hands, sweat and tears and love. And if there ever was a hero, Daddy was. Now a picture of a cross and cowboy boots etched in stone, with a few words about a family man finally safe at home. Daddy plowed those 80 acres every spring. He'd say, son, life is rough, we'll see what the
good Lord brings. And he sowed those fields with calloused hands, sweat and tears and love. And if I ever had a hero, Daddy was.
Jason Parchard, everybody. Oh, I listened to the words closely. And that, now, you didn't really do all those things, did you? You're talking about?
So the baseball team going to state, no, we never did. But okay. my dad rented the sod cutter himself and cut sod for the first baseball field for Rockridge Baseball up at the high school up there. Now the ridge, the baseball field up on top. We always had the softball field down below. That's where we played. I played for Reynolds, but when we'd play against Edgington, we played down there, what is now the softball field. But Dad started the baseball program.
That's excellent. That's just like a farmer, to get things going for the kids to be able to play. And your story kind of resonated with me. Rod Ricketts, the conversation we had this morning, he was talking about how farmers, especially, they just didn't think about the dangers of the sun being right out there working all those years.
No, and Dad worked outside. He was a school teacher, but in the summer he farmed and laid brick, and yeah, worked outside his whole life. And like I was saying earlier about early prevention, you know, back then you didn't think about, men didn't go to dermatologists or have...
Men didn't go to the doctor, okay? That's kind of how it was.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
Exactly, but